Mitzvah Sanhedrin Parak Bay Mishnah Gimel Meis Lo Meis. If one of the krovim of a melech dies, Eino Yotze Mipetach Paltarim Shelo. The melech would not leave the doorway of his palace, as it is a gnai to the melech, it is a disgrace to the melech that he should look sad in front of the people. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Imrotze Lotzeis Achar Hamita Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda says if the melech wants to follow in the procession of the mace, the melech could do so. Shekein Metzinu B'David Sheyotza Achar Mitaso Cho Avner. As we find that when Avner was killed by Yoav, David followed in the procession of the mace. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'hamelech David Holech Achar Hamita. The king David followed the mita. So therefore, we see that the melech could be mochel on his kavod if he chooses to do so. Amrulo, the Chachamim responded, Lo hoya hadavar ela lefayes ezra'am. The only reason why David followed the mace was only to appease the people. And people should not think that David instructed Yoav to kill Avner. So therefore, it was important, Mishum Shalom Malchus, to keep the peace, that everybody should see that it was not David's doing that Avner was killed, but in a normal case, a melech cannot be mochel on his kavod. Uchashamavrinoso, and a melech that one of his krovim died, and the din is that the first meal after the kruas hameis is brought to the avelim by other people. When they serve that first meal to the king, kala am mesubin ala aretz v'hu meitziv al hadargish. All the people that join him in that meal would sit on the ground while the melech would sit on a sofa. Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet Umotzi lemochemes harishus al pi bevin shel shivin ve'echad. A melech can go out to war a mochemes harishus if he has permission from the Bet Din Hagadol of 71 dayanim. Now a mochemes mitzvah is a mochama keneged Amalek, or the mochama of the Zion Amamim that Klai Yisrael fought when they originally entered Eretz Yisrael. Any other type of mochama is considered a mochemes harishus if the mochama was not instigated by the enemy. In such a case, the melech could only fight it if he had permission from the Sanhedrin. Uporeis lasos lo derech ve'ein memachim bi'er. A melech can break down walls and fences to make himself a path, and nobody could protest even if the path goes through somebody else's property. Derech hamelech ein lo shir. The procession of the king is unlimited. When the melech is traveling with his atrech, he could go through anybody's property, and he can go in any direction. Nobody could stop him. V'cholam bozen v'nosin l'fanav v'hu notel chelek barosh. When Klai Yisrael wins a war, all the people would loot their enemy's possessions. They would not keep it for themselves. They would first put all of the loot in front of the king, and the king would take a chelek first. The king is allowed to take half of the loot, whichever half he chooses, and the rest of the loot would be split among the people. Lo yarba lo nashim ela shmona esrei. A melech cannot marry a lot of women. He can only marry up to 18 wives. Now this kind of holds, it doesn't make a difference whether the women are ksheros or prutos. In either case, he can take only up to 18 wives. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer marba hu lo uvovach lo yehu mesiros et libo. Rabbi Yehuda says that a melech can take as many wives as he chooses, as long as the wives are ksheros, they do not influence him for the bad. And that which the Torah says, lo yarba lo nashim, that is referring to women that are prutos. Women that are prutos, he can only take up to 18. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, afilu achas umasira et libo, hareze lo yisena. Rabbi Shimon says, even one woman that would influence him for the bad, he cannot marry her. If the king is not allowed to marry even one woman that the prutza, what is the pasuk referring to when the pasuk says lo yarba lo nashim afilu ka'abigail? The pasuk is telling us that even women like Abigail, women ksheros, as Abigail was an aviyah, even those type of women he can't take more than 18. Lo yarba lo susim ela kidei markavta. A melech should not have a lot of horses. He should only have as many horses as he needs for his chariots. Bekesef v'zav lo yarba lo ma'od, ela kidei litein afsanaya. A melech should not have a lot of silver and gold. He should only have enough money to pay off his armed forces. V'kosev lo sefer Torah lishmo. A sefer Torah should be written for the melech in his name. As there is a mitzvah for every person in Klal Yisrael to have a sefer Torah, but a melech has a mitzvah to have two sefer Torah. One sefer Torah that he would put away, and another sefer Torah that he would carry around with him. Yotze la mochama motzia imo. When the melech goes out to war, he would carry this sefer Torah with him. Nichnas machnisa imo. When he comes back from war, he would carry it with him. Yoshe bedin hi imo. When the melech sits to judge, the sefer Torah should be with him. Even though we saw in Mishnah Beis that a melech does not become a judge, this is referring to a melech from the Malchei Yisrael, but a melech from Beis David is allowed to be a judge. Meisei hi kenegdo. When the melech reclines, the sefer Torah should be opposite him. Shenemar v'hoisa imo v'karabo koyim mechayev. As the pasuk says, the sefer Torah should be with him, and he should read from it his whole life.